is Bird Note. Weather radar is now so sensitive, it can track the migration of birds. Cliff Mass, professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, describes the radar images from a massive migration through the Puget Sound region.
So I have a series of images on my blog. The first one is 8:57 p.m. This is on May 14th, and this is very close to sunset. And there isn't too much echo out there, but then it's starting to get dark. And the next image is at 9:36 p.m., and all of a sudden we start seeing the whole region filling up with echo. Some of it's getting pretty intense, and then it just extends further and further as we go just a little further in time at 11:04 p.m. I mean, virtually the whole domain is full of these echoes, and these are all birds flying. We can look at something in the middle of night or even in the morning, you know, right before sunrise, and you know, there's still a lot of echoes, but as soon as sunrise occurs, and on this day, sunrise was at 5:32, we started seeing the echoes disappearing. And by the time you get to 7, 8 o'clock, they're virtually gone. It's just an amazing diurnal variation echoes that we see during the spring migration and also during the fall. But now the National Weather Service has a wonderful network around the country. It's called NEXRAD, Next Generation Radar. And these are extraordinarily fine, high-powered radars. And so you can get this view over the whole nation.
Millions of birds are on the move. See the images for yourself at Cliff Mass's blog when you begin at birdnote.org.